Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Kitting out either a new home on a budget, or maybe it's a home that you already have and you're doing some redecorating. So if it is that you're buying a home, you've got the keys, the fun bit begins, furnishing and decorating, in theory anyway. But if the pot is fairly empty and you're thinking of fashioning a couch out of a bit of a cardboard box, take some experts, some of these budget tips, okay? So firstly, plan the big picture before you start buying, because you can rush into a thing. This interior designer here saying she had someone that bought a couch because it was 50% off. Great, mm-hmm. Right? And they were like delighted. But then they had to basically build a whole colour scheme around a dark navy couch, which ended up costing them a fortune because they had to get everything to blend in and match there. So build the scene and the picture first before you go buying individual items, and take your time. Shop local. So loads of us shop online. Recently enough, so I'm sort of will be in the process of a move, I've been looking around the bigger stores thinking, oh, maybe they're a bit better value. They're not necessarily. Mm. Like your local shops, your small businesses who didn't see as much action often have gems. There's in Greystones, for example, there's an interior design shop called Ambience. And when I was in a luckier position on my last move of you know, having a bit more of a budget, I got Alan, one of the guys from there, over, and he gave me some free interior advice on the house. He was like, oh, that paint colour would be nice there. And it was brilliant to have. And these guys are willing to help because they're local and they sort of go above and beyond. The other thing about them is they might have a sort of finds of little bits and bobs that you can't get in the bigger shops, like little pieces, like, you know, be it a lamp or a side table or something like that. So shopping local is always, always, always a good idea if you want to get high quality and often low cost stuff, because they have to match themselves in against other people. Pick out a few key invited items to invest in. They say something like the couch is very, very important. However, they say here, if you're looking to invest huge amounts of money in a kitchen table and chairs, it isn't necessarily essential, because you will find better deals on those.
For you, by the way, because you've got three young kids, can I give you a piece of advice? Yeah. Leather or faux leather or something wipeable.
Yeah.
Don't get cloth, like, when you have young kids. Just I just think of it now in my house. The way Alfie is at the moment with his toilet training and stuff.
Yeah.
Thank God we've got leather sofas.
Yeah.
Just thank God. Telling you.
Yeah. So horrific. I don't know if I'm mad on the coldness of them, though.
Oh, no. They're not as cold as you think they're.
Yeah. Okay. Other areas where you think you should invest, but you can get away with scrimping. So the stuff in the dining room chairs, they say it's worth investing on a bed and a couch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shy about asking for discounts, especially if you're buying new. You should scour show houses to see how interior designers use space. Pick up some clever storage or layout ideas to start. Don't be shy about asking, say, for instance, you know, couldn't you shave a few quid off that? Sometimes, and often people will. Be smart about buying quality second hand. We don't have as much choice about places that do second hand furniture in this country as other places do. But adverts.ie, done deal, the forums,
marketplace, and on Facebook, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, all of those. If you're buying a few pieces, you can definitely shave off a few quid there. And before you try and do everything, sometimes you can borrow something, like a large mirror in a place or a piece of art. You can borrow it and put it in the space to see if it suits you. Mm. So to do everything bit by bit, and don't rush into any one particular thing, so you can build stuff up. So try not to be too hasty. That's what they say here, the interior designers. That's the main thing. Live there for a while, feel the space, and then be like, do you know what I could do with?
Mm.
And then go and have a good look. Like, I've been going around taking pictures of loads of stuff, trying to get some ideas. And by the way, ideas, Pinterest and Instagram have some brilliant stuff. Like here, I'm looking at a living wall someone's made for themselves. You know when you have plants on a wall?
Right.
They made it out of boxes, and it shows it from scratch here. So making yourself a living wall, not for a whole wall, but a bit of one. And the other one is some very cool shelves I'm looking at here, made with pieces of rope as the hangy bits,
mm-hmm.
and then a white shelf attached. So you have hanging shelves, and they look really nice. Little plants and books.
So your head's just bursting now with ideas.
Yeah, except it's doing them. Like, they have make your own fireplace and mirror. I'm just not that DIY-y, but I could probably do this, make this hanging shelf. Look at that. Isn't that cool? Hanging rope shelf. Could probably do that.
Okay, yeah.
And there's the living wall. They've made that. I think that looks really cool. Anyway, look it up on DIY Shabby Chic Planters. That is on Pinterest. They're on Insta as well. There's loads of them. Just for stuff to add a little bit of colour to your home. Plants are great. I know I'm always banging on about it, but they really are.
Stop it. Where's the Laura Woodsley
working with
20 years ago?
In the corner of a room, and I'm telling you, the difference it'll make is just quite extraordinary.
If I could step into a time machine, right, and play the audio of the conversation we've just had and play it to you, you'd be like, I'm leaving radio.
In fairness, I have been here for 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
So I was sort of
What are you going for? Are you going for greys and blacks and golds, or what's going on?
Going back, none of this grey malarkey.
Carpets or wooden floors? What's going on there?
Well, it won't be real wood anyway, put it that way. Bit of both.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go back to caveman times.
Well, very nice. Look forward to that.
Just dirt. Because can't afford any carpets.
I know. 8:46, you're on East Coast FM.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast